So we're going to pray today to reach people in our communities through prayer who interlap our churches. Before ascending to heaven, Jesus left this promise in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let's wait on the Lord to be endued with power to love and pray for those in our neighborhood, community, county, and those we may not even like. Praying we get a mindset, Father God, to intercede for people we encounter in our community. We thank you, Father, that there is the way you laid out Acts 1:8 was Jerusalem was where they were at right then and there. So you want us to reach out to those closest to us. So Father, we pray for our neighbors and neighborhood. We pray for each house. We put that in our mind right now, thinking about all those that are closest to our home. We pray for the trailers, farms, businesses that we pass that are within our neighborhood. I pray that you would bless them, bring them to Christ. Have people invite them to church and talk to them about their faith. We pray for safety. God, we also ask for the families who live around us. Not only are they neighbors, they're our families. We ask, God, that we would be given opportunities to talk to them and help them out in some way through kindness. Father, for the schools that are near us, that we drive by, we intercede for the Christian administrators, teachers, and students, and ask, God, that you would make them as a light in that public school system and even in the Christian schools that are near us. If you have them, we pray for each child that we encounter, that we would whisper a prayer for everyone we see as they walk by, that we would say something, smile at them, encourage them. We might be the only person who prays for them today or ever. Judea, that was the next part further out from Jerusalem. So those in our community, we pray for people who attend other places of worship in our community. When we drive by these places, that we would watch for places where people who follow other world faiths and worship, that we would ask God that you would open their eyes to the truth of the gospel and give them courage to step out for Christ. May they have dreams and visions that you are the way, the truth, and the life. For those using and distributing at food banks as we pass by them, bless those who volunteer in giving, who donate the food, who distribute to, that they would love those who need the food with dignity and respect. For shoppers and customers where we purchase items to come to know Jesus and grow in their walk with the Lord or be set free from strongholds. For people we regularly see, the gas station clerk, bank tellers, anyone that comes across our path, may we be quick to pray for them and slow to judge them, if at all. We shouldn't judge. That we would see every person who may not be a saved and that they need a personal relationship. And for Samaria, those we may or may not like, we pray for the community needs in our area, God. And when we see news, local news, that we would pray for it and not complain about it. When we hear a siren, that we would lift up the victim, the family, the emergency responders, that safety for the carriers and the medical staff awaiting them. For our healthcare providers, when we drive by hospitals in our area, that they would have divine wisdom, a balance of work and rest, that they would be guided by integrity, not money. They would follow the Hippocratic Oath, especially that which says that they must, above all, not play God. And we ask God for a government officials to lift them up, that we would pray for them by name, that they would serve with integrity, allow our church to grow without pushback, that they would support the freedom of religion and hold to high standards. In Jesus' name.